From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a parliamentary interpellation session begins as lawmakers grill cabinet ministers over the slow supply of COVID-19 vaccines. Vaccinations begin for flight attendants and medical caregivers as new infections remain high. And the U.S. climate ambassador calls for Seoul-Washington cooperation to fight climate change. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. A parliamentary interpellation session is underway on Monday at the National Assembly. Lawmakers are grilling cabinet ministers over the slow supply of COVID-19 vaccines, as well as Japan's planned disposal of radioactive water from a tsunami-crippled nuclear reactor in the ocean. Bae Ju-yun has more.
이건 말이 안 돼. 무슨 자신감 넘치는 얘기만 하지만...
Yeah.
On the first day of the three-day interpellation session, lawmakers grilled Acting Prime Minister Hong Nam-ki and other cabinet ministers over the slow supply of COVID-19 vaccines.
The government has made it clear that it will complete inoculating 3 million people by April, 12 million by the first half, and achieve herd immunity by November.
Since the country started its vaccination program on February 26th, around 2.9% of the total population has been given shots. Opposition lawmakers say that the program is not running fast enough, and South Korea has now dropped out of the top 100 countries in terms of vaccination rate. In a heated debate, Hong said the government will redouble efforts to secure a sufficient vaccine supply and speed up the inoculation drive to achieve herd immunity on schedule. Opposition lawmakers also criticized cabinet members over why the government failed to prevent Tokyo from announcing its plan to discharge radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. Following the question and answer sessions on politics, diplomacy, security, and unification on Monday, lawmakers will focus on the economy, including soaring housing prices on Tuesday, and then education, society, and culture on Wednesday. Paejun, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon Jae-in will discuss dialogue and peace on the Korean Peninsula at his scheduled summit with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington next month. Chairing a weekly meeting with his top aides on Monday, Moon said he will also seek close cooperation with the U.S. on the economy and COVID-19, as well as vaccines. Moon is likely to embark on vaccine diplomacy amid rising uncertainties in the global supply due to blood clot concerns and reported U.S. plans of adding a third dose. Regarding the security situation on the peninsula, he said he will view the current stalemate as a time for contemplation, as diplomatic efforts are underway to restore dialogue, and stressed that the temporary peace must be made into a lasting one. South Korea has begun COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare workers and airline crews on Monday, speeding up its vaccine drive. Shots for police, fire officials, and soldiers will also be pushed up to start as early as this month. The changes come as the vaccine volume has opened up after inoculations for people under the age of 30 were put off over blood clot concerns. In consideration of the supply situation, South Korea has increased the time between the first and second doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to 12 weeks. Over 1.5 million people have received their first shots so far. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Monday reported 532 new COVID-19 cases, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 114,646. It marks the first time in 6 days the daily tally fell below 600, but it is mainly attributed to fewer tests over the weekend. Virus concerns remain high amid continued outbreaks of sporadic clusters across the nation and the first confirmed cases of a COVID-19 variant from India. Senior Health Ministry official Son Young-rae said on Sunday that a total of 94 people from India have been confirmed as infected with the virus since January, and 9 were found to have the Indian variant. Health authorities have dubbed it a double mutant variant. It reportedly carries 2 mutations that are known to have the ability to escape antibodies. Japan's top diplomat in Seoul spoke favorably about South Korean experts participating in the International Atomic Energy Agency's monitoring of Japan's planned disposal of radioactive water. Japanese Ambassador Koichi Aiboshi told Yonhap News on Monday that Tokyo believes Seoul could participate, before adding that the IAEA and South Korea should make the decision through consultations. Aiboshi denied Seoul's claim that Tokyo failed to provide sufficient information to verify the safety of the release of contaminated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant, saying all the available data was given in advance. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry was in Seoul over the weekend. After meeting with Chinese officials, Kerry visited South Korean Foreign Minister Chung Woo-young and discussed bilateral climate cooperation, as well as Japan's controversial plan to release a massive amount of treated but still radioactive water into the sea. The U.S. does not appear to be concerned about the discharge. Mark Wilson Che has more.
South Korean Foreign Minister Jeong Woo-young met with United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry on Saturday in Seoul to discuss bilateral cooperation to fight climate change. The U.S. Climate Envoy met with reporters the following day, explaining the outcome of his trips to China and South Korea.
The United States and China will work together to address the climate crisis. I think this is the first time China has joined in saying it's a crisis.
During the meeting in Seoul, South Korea's top diplomat called for U.S. engagement in Japan's controversial plan to release 1.25 million tons of treated radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean.
What is key is Japan's continued coordination with the International Atomic Energy Agency as it monitors the process. We don't think it's appropriate for the United States to jump in to a process that's already underway and where there are a very clear, transparent set of rules and expectations.
The South Korean Foreign Ministry said Jeong also asked for U.S. cooperation in ensuring Japan will offer related information in a transparent, swift manner. It added, Jeong and Kerry agreed to continue strengthening cooperation between Seoul and Washington in their joint response to climate change. In addition, the two sides exchanged opinions on bilateral cooperation in relation to the Virtual Leaders Summit on Climate to be hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden this week. Mark Wilson Che, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 0.22 points, or 0.01% on Monday, to close at 3,198.84. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 7.84 points, or 0.77%, to close at 1,029.46. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 0.9 won against the dollar, ending the session at 1,117.2 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.